The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven have been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. That is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Christ tells us today that if we're to understand the parables he speaks, it requires that we be disposed to them, that we must have an open mind and an open heart. He began speaking in parables for a few reasons. First, in his time, the academics, the scribes and the Pharisees, had closed themselves off to divine grace and were unwilling to understand the truths that Christ was preaching to them. And second, divine truth is like the bright sun. In order to look even near the sun, you have to shade your eyes unless you become blind. The same is true with divine truths. Christ used parables to shade the divine truths so that his hearers would not be blinded by the brightness of his teachings, so that they could enter into it little by little and build up their ability to hear the totality of his message. My brothers and sisters, we here in the 21st century can count ourselves luckier than those he was speaking to 2,000 years ago. For we have, on the one hand, everything written down so that we can apply our minds for days, for months, for years to the parables which Christ spoke. And on the other, we have at our disposal the reflections on these parables by some of the greatest saints to ever walk this earth. With the sacred scriptures and with the reflection of the saints, the divine truths of the parables do not stay long hidden from our eyes.